The Eva Cordia, it's me sure, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Show, right with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. OK, we're going to paint a nice picture to start with. Imagine it's a lovely summer's afternoon. The sun is shining and it's lovely and warm, and we're walking beside the River Lee in County Cork. A group of people walking along, singing as they walk. The song, Cush Lee, Beside the Lee.
Thank you.
song always gives me a great feeling when I'm listening to it. An uplifting song. Cush Lee, Auna Lee, Beside the River Lee. Now here's a story of an American man who came across the sea to Ireland. Usually the other way round, isn't it? And he went first of all to Donegal, and then he went to Galway, and eventually he went to Dublin. And oh dear, dear, listen to what happened to him. The song is entitled, If You Ever Go Over to Ireland, sung for us here by Brendan Shine.
If you ever go over to Ireland, just take a tip from me. Just close your mouth and open your eyes, and don't you make so free. You'll find the colonies over there, they're not so free at all. Sure, one of them made a fool of me way down in Donegal.
Well, I took her under me arm, and we went walking down the lane. She said, no, don't get funny, for if you do, I'll scream. You've lost your Irish manners, you have no shame at all. And your Yankee's lost a mean a thing to the girls in Donegal.
I then went over to Galway, to the town of Ballinmore. There I met a lassie, Mary Ann Gilmore. She said, you are a stranger, I never saw you before. And we don't play tramps and hobos in the town of Ballinmore.
Well, I took her under me oxter, we went walking down the lane. She said, no, don't get funny, for if you do, I'll scream. I gave her a wink. Lucky a thing, she lies awake a storm. And she scratched me nose and she tore me clothes in the town of Oranmore.
I then went over to Dublin, to that city of great fame. Walking down O'Connell Street, I met a fondly dame. She said, hello there, Yankee, I'd like to show you around. As you're far from home, you'll feel at home in dear old Dublin town.
Well, I took her under me oxter, we went walking down the street. She said, I'm awful hungry, when are we going to eat?
I brought her into Clady's, a cafe on renown. And upon me so, she stole me rolling dear old Dublin town.
A word of advice from Brendan Shine. If you ever go over to Ireland, watch the Colleens. Oh, they're cute. Now, it's time for a little bit of community singing. This song is Oscailga, as we say, or in Irish. But you don't have to speak or know Irish to join in the chorus. The song is entitled An Puck Ar Bhuilla, which means the mad goat. And it tells the story of this goat that got up to all sorts of shenanigans and caused all sorts of trouble. But the chorus goes, Allaloo Willaloo, Allaloo and Pucker Willa, Allaloo Willaloo, Allaloo and Pucker Willa, the mad goat. Listen to it. It's the chieftains, and you can join in the chorus. You'll know it, certainly by the time they reach the end of it.
Magwal dan share kondrodi vora, ikem hot smeg dal imhel. He kasviram magomur kyoj, ak pokan pron se erbille.
Hallelu, 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 am pokler bille. Hallelu, hallelu.
Wishing Korok and a foot from Winner. It's Trasker Dabwan, Shanson, Nutter Toga. What's that known? The Brown Left Window.
Hallelujah, 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 I'm Bunker Winner. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Gorilla false open me a villa. Tin tan the heart and lame before. Left on the barna fælle blikke.
Halleluja, 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 halleluja.
Vi går da morgen valgen råstig, et valg for
Pokerbwilla, the chieftain's telling us all about the mad goat, and I hope you were joining in the chorus. I was. This next song, I do believe, is an international folk song. I did hear it sung at a folk club in England some years ago, but here it's been given the Irish slant by the group Planxty, that wonderful accent they have. They tell the story of the lady who went away with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. And when the group has finished singing, they demonstrate their virtuosity on Irish instruments. You can hear the Illan pipes playing a tune entitled Toward Them the Love, or Give Me Your Hand. Two for the price of one here.
There were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and bold, he-o, and this one sang hoy, and the other sang la-ho, and the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Was upstairs and downstairs the lady he went, put on her suit of leather low. It was the cry all around her door, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, he-o. The servant girls replied to him, while she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Open saddle for me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, he-o. I will ride and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Oh, then he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also. But when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, he-o. Oh, then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, he-o, a year? Why do you leave your haroni with the Lord, all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o? Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for money, he-o, a year? What do I care for me only with the Lord? I'm away with me raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Well, it was there last night, you the goose got their bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, he-o. Tonight you lie in a wide open field, in the arms of your raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Yerra, what do I care for a goose for their bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, he-o. Tonight I lie in a wide open field, in the arms of me raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Oh, for you rode east, when I rode west, you rode high when the hero glow. I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy's lips than a whole lot of cash in his money, yo.
Thank you.
Now, we'll shin go hunt to her fod. Wasn't that beautiful altogether? Plank Steve, first of all the raggle-taggle gypsies, and then tour them the love. Now we've changed the style and tempo again. It's a lovely song from that great singer, a favourite of mine, Brendan O'Dowda. On last week's programme, we spoke about emigration and the famine and how many people left Ireland to go to the UK and the US and Canada. Here's one such man. He's writing a letter on the ship as it's sailing away from the Emerald Isle to his friend Danny. And he's saying how much he will miss all the people in Chrishla, which is a town in Donegal. But he'll especially miss Katie. And he talks about Katie and a lady he met on the boat and all the things that are happening. But he still would like to be back home where they're cutting the corn down in Chrishla today. But there's a lovely line at the end. Take a listen.
Dear Danny, I'm taking a pen in my hand to tell you we're just out of sight o' the land. In that grand Allan liner I'm sailing in style, but I'm sailing away from the Emerald Isle. And a long sort of sigh seemed to come from us all when the waves hid the last bit of Auld Donny Hall. Ah, it's well to be you that is taking your tale where they're cutting the corn in a Chrishla today. There's a woman on board who knows Katie by sight, and we talked of old times till they put out the light. I'm to meet the good woman tomorrow on deck, and we'll talk about Katie from this to Quebec. I know I'm no match for her, no, not the least, with her house and two cows and her brother a priest. But the woman declares Katie's heart's on the sail, while mine's with the reapers in a Chrishla today. Ah, goodbye to you, Danny. No more's to be said, and I think the salt water's got into me head. For it drips from me eyes when I call to my mind the friends and the colleen I'm leaving behind. But still she might wait when I bade her goodbye. There was just the least taste of a tear in her. And a break in her voice when she said, you might stay, but please God you'll come back to Auld Chrishla someday.
And a break in her voice when she said, you might stay, but please God, you might come back to Chrishla someday. Brendan O'Dowda and cutting the corn in Krishla. Okay, let's change the tempo and style again with a few songs that we all know, sung for us by the lovely Anne Breen.
If you're Irish, come into the parlor. There's a welcome there for you. And if your name is Timothy or Pat, as long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the mountains of Mourne, at home. Come into the parlour, sure you won't be on your own. There's a Picking Biggie and a Rafferty and a Murphy and Muldoon. The same McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. Ah, there's lots of stuff sticking up the length of half the town. Gallons of the hot sheen if you want to wash it down. So if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. For there's a hooly on in Hannigan's house tonight.
Oh, yes. Got rid of the cobwebs. A little medley there from Anne Breen. Recently, I was sent a double album of the late, great Big Tom. And there's a track in it that I want you to hear. It tells the story of a young girl who leaves her home here in Ireland. How often have we heard that before? Because she wants to become a nurse. And she goes to London and she becomes a nurse. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We let Big Tom continue the story.
She was just a girl of 19 years when she set out on her own. She left her brother and four sisters with her parents back at home. The reason she was leaving, she saw no future here to fulfill her one ambition, to make nursing her career. The old church in Rumford, that's where she went to train, and it would be a long, long time before she'd be home again. She said goodbye to all her friends and the ones that she loved dear. As she left her home for London to make nursing her career. She was just a 19-year-old girl who loved her parents dear, but she left her home in Ireland to make nursing her career. Many hours of work and study, oh, how time passed away. Soon with her fellow students when come graduation day. Before she graduated, graduated. For weeks she saved the fare to bring her mom and dad from Ireland her special day to share. But a drunk man in a speeding car stole her dream away, and her parents never seen the girl on her special day. She never did return to Ireland, and sometimes she'd shed a tear as she recalls the day she left home to make nursing her career. She was just a 19-year-old girl who loved she left her home in Ireland to make nursing her career. But she left her home in Ireland to make nursing her career.
She left her home in Ireland to make nursing her career, like many, many, many before her. Big Tom. Now we come to my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen. And I'm going to play for you a song that my dad nearly knew. Well, he nearly knew every song. He didn't know the words of any song at all. Just a couple of lines of each. And every time we'd have a hooly, he'd start to sing, knowing that we'd all join in and help him out. This is Foster and Allen, and I think it's a Victorian song, entitled The Old Rustic Bridge by the Mill.
I'm thinking tonight of the old rustic bridge that bends o'er the murmuring stream. It was there, Maggie dear, with our hearts full of cheer, we strayed neath the moon's gentle beam. Was there I first met you, the light in your eyes awoke in my heart, sweet friend. Though now till my thoughts fondly stray to the old rustic bridge by the mill. Beneath it a stream gently rippled, around it the birds love to trill. Though now far away, still my thoughts fondly stray to the old rustic bridge by the mill. I keep in my memory our love of the past. With me it's as bright as of old. Far deep in my heart it was planted to last. In absence it never grows cold. I think of you, darling, when long at night, and when all is peaceful and still, my heart wanders back in a dream of delight to the old rustic bridge by the mill. Beneath it
love to thrill. Though now far away, still my thoughts fondly stray to the old rustic bridge by the mill.
Foster and Allen there on the old rustic bridge by the mill. You may notice a smile in my voice because when I was growing up, when I was very small, my dad used to sing that song, as I say, and we all used to join in, right? And for years, I thought the title of that song was The Old Rusty Bridge by the Mill. It wasn't until many years later that I discovered it's The Old Rustic Bridge by the Mill. And you can see why I like Foster and Allen. It's just gentle and simple, nothing overdone. Now, I am aware that I played this next track only a couple of programmes ago, but I love it, and so I'm going to play it again. It's Mick Galvin and his wonderful song entitled Jenny. And if by any chance I have a Jenny listening to the programme this week, I'm dedicating this to you.
Jenny, my own true loved one, I'm going far from thee. Out on the bounding billows, out on the dark blue sea, how I shall miss Jenny, when far from me, love, and on the ocean deep, will you then dream of me, love? Will you your promise keep? Soon I'll return. Kiss every tear from your eye, then Jenny, we'll be together. Wait till the clouds roll by. Wait. Jenny.